Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm joined as a co-host this first hour by Angela Lang. She's the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities, or BLOC. She joins me every Tuesday for this first half hour. And Angela, I wanted to talk about this. It seems that every time they're trying to renegotiate the Milwaukee County Transit System bus driver's contract, that we get within seemingly minutes of a strike. And there was news that came out approximately, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago, just before the holiday, that an unknown budget deficit was looming for MCTS this year, somewhere north of $10 million. And so what the transit union is asking for is basically to put public safety officers, query who that is, how they're trained, how that works, onto buses, not all buses, certain buses. They claim buses that have high rates of fare evasion. We may get into that a little bit. So they're asking for raises as well as these safety officers on the buses. And I will not say that bus drivers don't face a panoply of challenges in doing their jobs. But the economic realities of that transit system are dire. This is not a problem that is one union contract solvable. Operating costs, the costs of buses themselves, of labor, of all kinds of different equipment, even the maintenance equipment itself, have skyrocketed. Our transit system in the Milwaukee area is struggling. How do you feel about this particular moment? Because having worked at the county, I understand these budget constraints, right? We're getting pinched from all sides. Sure. As someone who believes in the dignity of organized labor, I understand what they're asking too. I have concerns about some of the safety officer ideas for a whole panoply of reasons, but it really seems like it's rock and hard place. How do they break through this seemingly unbridgeable gulf?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be rough. And I say this as someone who, like, grew up on the bus system. I took the bus to school in high school, right? I didn't get my license until 2013 because I had to for my job, right? So, like, I grew up on the bus system. I also say this as a person whose, like, first job out of college was for a labor union, right? And I think we've been here before. You know, I remember several years ago, there was another, you know, like, strike, and it was, you know, there are times it's around the 4th of July, or it's around Summerfest, which, you know, from a strategic standpoint, that's where you apply the pressure, right? That's where you have some leverage in contract negotiations. And I will always be on the side of labor and of unions. But I will say it's going to be a tricky scenario for them to navigate with this unexpected deficit that was revealed, like you said. I think it's one thing to want to do right and, you know, be like a greedy boss. It's another to be like, well, I want to do right, but, like, I literally don't have the funds. And so I'm curious to see, you know, like, does the county board have to get involved? The you know, the county budget process is going to happen in the fall. Is this also, like, a state legislature issue of trying to get increased funding from the state? Whatever it is, I don't envy folks that have to negotiate that contract. But, you know, I'm supportive of all the drivers that many of which who kind of raised me and kind of looked out for me when I was that, you know, 13-year-old riding on the bus by myself. And yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult. And I think this is what we talk about, is when you have these budget shortfalls, not only does it impact the worker, it also has a ripple effect. Folks getting to and from work where, you know, they can't afford to get a lift all the time. All of these things, it's going to have a ripple effect. And everyone involved should do the best that they can to make sure that they're honoring as much as possible the union wishes.
Well, this is with our next guest coming up. This was so timely, right, to talk with Stephanie Bloomingdale. She's coming up at the bottom of the hour, the president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I don't know what the solution for MCTS is. I don't. And I worked at the county for nearly 8 years. It is always these same issues. One of the things that people should know is bus drivers are instructed not to deny ridership to someone who refused to pay a fare, because that's their job is not fare enforcement. Mm-hmm. And the idea of public safety officers on the buses brings up a whole panoply of questions about who is being enforced by what standards and mm-hmm. all of the potential biases that come with that. And yet, I know that many drivers have been in unsafe situations.
Yeah.
The reality is that the entire economy of the state of Wisconsin needs a transit system in the city of Milwaukee. And what I yep. do know is that when Scott Walker became governor, the idea of mass transit of any kind was under yep. attack. And that does not serve any community well. And the reason that I say the entire economy of Wisconsin needs MCTS is that the folks that rely on MCTS to get to school, to get to work, to do their jobs and live their lives are an absolutely critical part of our state's economy. These are mm-hmm. the folks that keep things moving in Milwaukee. This is a ton of the UWM students, right? All of yep. these people are essential. This is a problem that will need to be solved. I don't see a simple pathway forward. No. We're going to come back with Angela Lang and Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, to talk about how the big, brutal bill is coming for Wisconsin's middle class, because even if you've never been in a union, trust me, the brutal bill is coming for you. Stay tuned, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.